You are listening to episode 93 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, watching CEOs and silicon manufacturers. Speaking of totally new devices and fundamentally different and world-changing.
Yeah, this sounds exciting.
Yeah, I got some news on Pebble.
Woo! Yeah, tell me about it.
Most important news, they've started manufacturing the white phone, or what are they, not phones, watches.
Yeah.
That's a good mistake to make.
That's a good mistake.
It's like, what is it, really? So I'll be getting mine eventually.
Eventually. Sometime. That's what you've been kind of believing that was the case all along, isn't it?
Yeah, let's see here. I funded it in September. So.
Wow. Coming up on a year.
Yeah, I know. I'm hopeful though that it'll be within the next 8 weeks, because they started manufacturing it. So it's like, okay, you know, I feel like 8 weeks is enough time for them to make it and send it to me.
It's only because you got the whitewash, though, right? It's not.
I know. Because on other colors, they're doing just fine. For example, with black, they actually started selling it in Best Buy this weekend.
Really?
So you could have gotten one this weekend.
I didn't.
And I'm like, check this out, James. I'm awesome. And you're
I didn't
stupid.
Know to look for it, or I would have gotten one just to upset you.
Yeah. I'm guessing that if you went to BestBuy.com, you would see it. I don't know. But
let me
there
check
you
this
go.
Out.
So there, and it's the black only from what I understand. Shipping says coming soon. Store pickup coming soon. But yeah, you could buy it if you wanted to for like $150. And
oh man, $150.
Yeah.
Free shipping, get 5% back in rewards. Oh man, compatible with select Apple and Android products and devices, Bluetooth technology, e-paper display, waterproof design. Man, that's a sweet looking phone.
It was kind of funny, like obviously, Pebble was like, this is awesome. We're amazing. It's so great. And because I get an email from them every once in a while since I'm a backer. I'm just kind of, you know, essentially telling me what color they're now doing and not white. And then, you know, some other stuff with a lot of pictures. But this time it was like, and we're doing white. Plus, we're in Best Buy. And they were all excited and pumped. And some articles were like, Pebble makes a last-ditch effort to remain relevant by getting into Best Buy.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's rough.
Apple's not even out with their iWatch yet. Come on.
Yeah.
Can't declare them dead yet.
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, I just find this interesting.
Yeah.
Is that they said that almost every major consumer electronics manufacturer is now actually working on a smartwatch.
Yeah.
Because Dell was the last set, the latest, I guess, to come out and be like, oh yeah, we're working on something too.
Dell's still considered a major manufacturer? It's interesting.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I they yeah, were like, yeah, yeah.
But Acer was like, yeah, we're looking into wearables. Apple, obviously, you know, yes and no. This is what I find super interesting, is that the BlackBerry is actually heir to the technology that, I'm sorry, the Pebble. I like totally ruined the punchline. The Pebble is heir to the technology that went into BlackBerry's smartwatch.
BlackBerry had a smartwatch?
Exactly. And it failed, and they changed it and made some stuff. It was called the Impulse.
They had a are you serious? I had no idea that they had a smartwatch. I had no clue. That's crazy.
Yeah, or at least so what they're saying is BlackBerry made the decision to outsource production of the first BlackBerry-compatible smartwatch to a company called Alerta, and it was called Impulse. And then after the launch, it was hardly ever heard from again. And then they took what they learned from building the Impulse, and they turned it into the Pebble.
Hmm.
So, it was originally designed to be compatible and used for with BlackBerry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nobody bought it, unsurprisingly.
I know. Which I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Of course, it was with BlackBerry.
I'm going to say, I think the problem is.
That matter. Let's see. Foxconn is working on something. They came out
called
and
an iWatch.
Yeah, doing something. No. Their own, like, thing.
I didn't know that Foxconn did any original engineering manufacturing. I thought they only did manufacturing. They were...
They showed a demo. It's an iPhone compatible, so, you know, you got that.
You sure it's not just the iWatch?
A person's respiration and heartbeat and displays alerts like text messages, Facebook notifications, and ID of callers.
Huh.
Google, they think, is working on something just because...
I thought Google, like, came out and said they were...
They filed some intriguing watch-related patents, including that would embed a touchpad in the wristband of a watch so that a user would not have to touch the watch face in order to interact with the device, which is cool.
Yeah.
Let's see here. LG, it's rumored that they're working on something. Just because... What is this? But the company is expert at creating a range of smartphones to suit every taste, of course. So, like, they could have as many as 30 new devices by the end of 2014.
I guess if all they're doing is developing a little system on a chip with an LCD screen, and then they just put different bodies on it, wouldn't be hard to come up with 30 different models. If they're all internally relatively the same.
Microsoft is rumored to have requested parts from a supplier in Asia, including a 1.5-inch LCD display, in order to build a prototype. So they're like, should be something going on there. It could just be Microsoft R&D doing their thing.
Yeah, which is probably it. Seriously, if they were serious about building one, they would have told us 3 months ago. Like, let's be honest, it's Microsoft. They can't keep any secrets.
But they did have Bill Gates showing off one in 2004.
What?
Was a smartwatch with MSN Direct in it. But it never really matured beyond that. Let's see here. Qualcomm. I'm really struggling with pronouncing words today. I'm just going to say it. I'll just admit it. I feel like I'm, at least. They are a chip maker, and they are also working on something. My guess is their whole thing is that it's going to be like a full color Marisol display. I don't even know what Marisol is. Oh, it's like the e-ink displays of a Kindle e-reader, and that is reflective, which means it draws much less power than traditional backlit LED like those in smartphones.
Nice.
My guess is they probably won't make the smartphones. They'll just work on the tech that happens to use their chips, and they'll work with someone else. Let's see. Samsung. Everyone's like, yeah, they probably are.
Well, they actually announced they were Samsung. Doing it. They announced they're doing it. That's not a rumor. That's an actual thing.
They also recently filed a trademark for the term Gear, which suggests that consistent with its smartphone strategy, the company could be preparing an entire smart watch ecosystem, including watches that communicate data to personal digital assistants, aka smartphones.
Yeah.
And so yeah, they have, their president came out and said that they were doing something. Sony already has a smartwatch line, and they are looking to refresh their current one with the creatively named Smartwatch 2. So the only problem, though, is that it's like not compatible with the iPhone.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
Like, if you're not compatible with an iOS device, that's an awfully large part of the market to be... Toshiba, let's see here, they have some smartwatch concepts and has brushed aluminum cases and a leather wristband, also some sensors. And then they finish it up with, who isn't building a smartwatch? And those people are HP, HTC, Lenovo, and Nokia. And my guess, I have no insider information that I'm going to share on HP and or the other guys, HT, Lenovo, and Nokia. But my guess is they're probably looking into it, given all the interest everywhere else.
I would not be shocked at
actually
all.
Come out with something.
I would not be shocked at all if HP and HTC are doing it. Lenovo and Nokia, I could see them kind of waiting off a little bit. You know, I mean, the idea that there's nobody working at those companies that have, like, at least putting something together is kind of ridiculous considering the size of all those companies. When I say looking into it, I think more along the lines of, like, seriously trying to put something together. Like, I would put Microsoft into that group. They probably have a couple engineers who it's their day job to see if it makes any sense so that if a competitor pops up with something, you at least have something to start with. But, you know, no real money being put into it. That would be my guess.
So it sounds like, which I think was funny that the analysts declared 2013 the year of the smartwatch. Which I'm like, really? 2013? Yeah. Maybe 2014.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the year, and quite frankly, Pebble is like mostly shipping all of their stuff.
Yeah.
They're not even on track yet. I mean, all these other ones have listed intentions to do something, but, you know, none of them.
2013 is clearly not the year that brings the watch back.
Yeah.
It's funny. But, I still think it's interesting.
That Best Buy, you can get your Pebble.
Oh, man. I want to check them out.
I'd be jealous.
I still think it's interesting that the argument against the smartwatch is that, you know, nobody uses watches anymore. But when you think about it in the context of, you know, what is a smartwatch in relation to, you know, why did we have watches in the first place? It's because everybody had pocket watches and it's half function, half fashion. And functionally, it was better to have it on your wrist at all times because it was just strapped there. And then it became a fashion and a status symbol because you could see, you know, your pocket watch was in your pocket, whereas your watch was on your wrist and people could see it quicker. So it's, you know, it was a combination of the two things. And I just shrug my shoulders and I go, I can't for the life of me comprehend why you wouldn't have the same transition with cell phones. It's like the only reason I don't wear a watch is because I have a pocket watch, aka my cell phone. But if it became more functional and a status symbol to have a quote smart watch, well, yeah, I'd get a smart watch instead. I mean, I think anybody who denies that that's the truth. Now, maybe it will just never fall back into fashion, but the idea that it's somehow like not worth it because I have a phone in my pocket, that's what everybody has said about the, you know, the pocket watch until the wristwatch took over. Like, what the heck? It just seems so short-sighted to me to think that these aren't going to have some sort of a market.
I agree. And there's still a few, like, it's still missing, like, the killer app stuff, I feel like. But I feel like with a few new sensors as well, it becomes very compelling very fast because not only does it provide you information about that device that's in your pocket very conveniently, like you just talked about, without you having to pull it out. With a few more sensors, it starts to give you even more information, and that becomes super interesting very fast because now it's doing stuff that your phone can't do.
Right.
But
this is talking about
when you start to put them together. Oh, this is cool.
And see, this is talking about the analog to digital interface, you know, and it's
it makes it
even more interactive. You know, what's interesting here is it's like the mouse is, you know, or the keyboard is a step further from interactive than the mouse. The mouse is a step further from interactive than touch. This is getting to the point where you're beyond touch. And I don't know. I get to the point where I think, you know, I get to the point where I think in this case it's just that's where it's going. That's so obviously where it's going, and just that's the trend of all technology for the last century on this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and especially I think especially to me the big one is if somebody adds a heart pace monitor a heart rate monitor into,
which they do in a lot of the like the Nike ones, they have that.
Nike doesn't have that. Trust me.
Okay, maybe the Nike one doesn't, but GPS and heart rate.
See, I know that it exists, but like the main three competitors, Jawbone, Nike, and Fitbit, don't have heart rate monitors, which drives
me
crazy.
I'm not talking about the Nike Fit or whatever it's called.
Fuel Band?
It's their running one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, and I think if you were to put that sort of thing into an, you know...
The thing's huge. Like, I mean, it's like, what is it, iPad or iPod Nano size.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's not a small... Like, you wear that and you go, wow, you're on the left side? Or what's the deal? That thing's huge.
That's funny.
But it does... or I don't even think it does GPS. I think it does, like, a heart monitor. Yeah, it was something weird. Or maybe it did. I don't remember. It didn't. It was missing something fundamental where I was like, wow, you paid how much for that? And it doesn't include the GPS or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it had a heart rate. I know that. And she was like, well, that's what I was going for. Pair it with a watch and I get the two together. And I'm like, okay, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And I know that, for example, Runkeeper, they say that you can pair it with devices that take your heart rate. And then they'll combine the heart rate data with their GPS and elevation and speed and all that stuff. So,
see, what's really going to frustrate me is when Apple launches the iWatch and it's missing the obvious sensor, then everybody's just like, why would you launch the device without that? Well, that way the early adopters pay a lot for it, and then next year everybody else buys it because it has the obvious
upgrade. It's like the Pebble. It doesn't have GPS. I don't think it needs it, but it doesn't have any. It doesn't have a heart rate monitor or stuff like that.
Does it have a pedometer in it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you need a pedometer? Does that even work with on your wrist?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds dumb.
Nike Fuel Band.
Okay. So also kind of like total, it's not totally off topic, but it's close enough. If I got when I get my Pebble, I'm going to use if this, then that to create an alert, because I heard of this and I was like, this is brilliant, where it will alert me if and when the International Space Station is coming over me.
Oh, say, nice.
Hey, it's in you. But also connect it with the weather app, so it will only tell me when it's clear and night out.
If this, otherwise, and this, then that. Nice. Like that is really cool.
Like they were talking about, it was in this cool article talking about the death of RSS and how that's going wayside. And that was just an example of some sort of mashup you can do with APIs, where it was like you can track the International Space Station, you can track weather, and then have your phone alert you to look up when the conditions are right.
Hey, James, I have a question. Why would you do that and not make an app and sell it for $2.99?
I don't know. Because, well, that was an example of back in the days when everyone was free sharing and, you know, awesomeness, and people were making mashups, and you didn't make an app and charge for it.
Yeah, but...
made it.
No, but seriously... Why? You're not answering my question here. It's actually an interesting, that's a cool, I almost don't want to talk about this anymore on the air.
No, it's fine. Someone can make it. I'll download it. It's cool.
That's true. But all your celestial things, tell me what I can see right now so I can... You know where I am.
I feel like that definitely exists already.
Yeah, probably. No,
you put your phone up into the air and it tells you what constellations are in your view.
Yeah, but does it alert me?
Just alert me when the Big Dipper's come through?
Yeah. Get alert me here. So I don't want to have to look up in order to see it. I just want to. I want to be able to see it when I'm looking down. That's the whole point. I'm already looking at my phone. Send me an alert. You should look up right now.
Just tell me. Okay. Just tell me to rotate my head up.
Yeah.
Whoa. But that's somehow related to this idea of, if it's on your wrist, all of a sudden it buzzes, you go, oh, cool, look up.
Yeah.
And, there it is. And, weird little things like that. That'll be fun. And I was browsing through Watch Faces. Was that this morning? I think it was. there's a website where they've aggregated them all together. It's like My Pebble Face or something. Yeah. And I was like, man, there's some cool ones out there. Just goofy. One of them, it acts like Jarvis from Iron Man. Like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
And then there's one that's a flux capacitor type thing. One where it's the time is displayed on a couple of blocks, and whenever it changes, Mario jumps up and hits it and changes the time. Like, those are cool. I'm going to download just dozens of them, just like changing them once a week, messing around with them.
See, that's going to be the other real bummer of the iWatch is that it's not good. That's going to be the obvious feature. It's not going to have one of the obvious features. Why can't other people make watch faces? Why do you... lot, you know, it's so easy to like write applications that even if you just want to make sure that it only does, you know, people can change. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. I can already tell.
So I've already thought about this. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I will readily admit that the iWatch is better than the Pebble. I'm okay with that if that's the case. I'm not going to try to be like, oh no, mine's so much better. Other than I will point out, oh, there's a couple things I could do that you can't. Yeah. And then just be like, and I was an early adopter thing. Mine was significantly less, which I know will be true. Yeah. And you know, just be like, so there you go. But yeah, it'd be cool. But
when it happens.
I think there are a lot of manufacturers, and there will very quickly be a lot of choices. And Pebble is one of them, which you can pick up at Best Buy and make me totally jealous. Except yours will be black, and mine will someday maybe be white. What'll really kill me is when I'm on vacation, which I'm headed on next week for like a week and a half. So my next couple podcasts, by the way, will be in weird locations, which we'll have to figure out somehow. Now that I'm thinking about it, and because I'm not bringing my iMac with me, and at least I don't think I am. That'd be a little over the top. And so anyways, I'd be really bummed if it came. I was like, no, it's there and I'm here and I can't get it.
Don't get your hopes up.
No. Yeah. Well, they're manufacturing it. That's
true.
It's being made.
It takes a little while for it to get there, though.
I know. I'm ready for it. I was ready for it like 3 months ago.
I feel you.
Okay, well, like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Close, almost 12. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, watching those manufacturing things happen on Kickstarter. That's rough, man. I've got like four projects that are like slowly working their way through. I'm just like, oh, come on. I want to play with this thing. Can't you just give it to me? Gosh, guys. What the heck?
It's kind of weird because with Kickstarter, it's like, it's pre-announcing a product.
Right.
And then they're like obliged to tell you all about it to keep you interested. And you suddenly realize, no, it's really that slow for all the big companies. They just make it a point not to tell you ahead of time. And this is nothing, but this is the very definition of vaporware.
Right. Yeah.
And just the frustrating nature of how long these things take, especially ones where they suddenly go, oh, this is popular.
Yeah, and sometimes Kickstarter projects do it, like, in they, you know, in the time frame that they set. I'm always really impressed by that, but because you're like, so it's funny. My expectation whenever I sign up for it, I just add a couple months to the expected ship date. You know, I'm sure they're giving you the optimistic time frame because they don't. You know,
Of course, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
We should do a Kickstarter project just for the sake of being awesome.
It's true. I don't know what it would be, but it'd be great.
We'll make an app that tells you when the International Space Station's coming over your head.
Charge $3.
The weather's nice out.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
You pledge $5, we'll give you the app.
Exactly.